Frescor Praça.
That's our intro.
Mornings.
Mornings.
Welcome to Vice Cove Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
That was beautiful.
I know.
Yeah.
I whip them out every now and again.
Okay.
And it.
Cool.
I also whip it out
here. At home, I hope.
Man.
When the spirit takes you.
when the spirit moves you.
You're spirit just like, whip it out. Please, Jody, don't get locked up. I can't do this shit on my own.
I know. And I need to be able to get close to schools. Otherwise, how do I drop Jaden off when he's the right age? So.
Yeah, luckily, we don't work like America most. The sexual...
Where they register you.
Yeah. Look, I have an issue with that, though. Cause
are you defending pedophiles?
No. Listen. They put you on the sex offender. Yeah, the registry. If you are like caught peeing in an alley.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you have that fucking record.
Yeah, no, there's no
nuance whatsoever. So you have to literally go around your neighborhood, wherever you live, and then tell people, I'm on the sex offenders list.
Or if people go online and they see where, because I think
you can find
on
them.
Like,
yeah.
Google Maps, for example, and see where the offenders close to you.
And all this bro did was be drunk and take a piss.
Okay. I hope that's the last thing we defend.
We're not defending
sexual predators.
We're not defending sexual predators. I'm just saying, like, have some nuance. Yeah. Just add some rules to it. If this bro is cool, just fine him and let him go on his way.
Yeah. Or she.
All right. On that note, let's get into the news.
News and shorts.
Mortal Kombat!
Nice. We're going to do that every single time we talk about Mortal Kombat.
The song is in.
He's in. So, the producer has claimed that they are trying to make the best fight movie ever.
High aspirations.
What is, in your opinion, is the best fight movie ever right now?
But what qualifies as a straight
hand to hand? Hand to hand.
For me, my best hand to hand combat's got to be in the Raid.
The Raid.
Got to be in the Raid.
I mean, both of them actually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, particularly Kitchen Fight in
Kitchen
in
Fight. Raid 2. Hallway Fight.
Hallway Fight. Oh, dude, you can literally there's any number of fights.
It was that well done. Yeah. The choreography was on point. The performers were on point. Stuntmen, everyone involved
in those
action sequences.
Iko Uwais' career like skyrockets, and then he's in like Mile 22.
Monster Hunter. Was he in Monster Hunter? Am I being
yes,
racist?
He was.
It was him, man.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was in there.
Let's not.
Or was that?
Let's not speculate.
Or was that? What's his name, man? What's that other guy's name? What is the other dude?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Tony Jaa.
Racist. Fuck.
You are.
God damn it. I didn't mean to, guys. I'm sorry. I'll put a 5 rand in the racist jar.
Is that the same? Is that one also from Mykonos?
Yes. We actually ahead on that one.
Than the tangent
jar. We got more money in the racist jar. We need to stop that shit, by the way.
What do you think about Mortal Kombat saying they want to do it, though?
Look, whether they do it or not is another thing. But the fact that they are trying...
Yeah.
You know, gives me hope.
It does. It sounds earnest, right? And 100%. I mean, in that trailer that they released, those fatalities and the fight scenes.
I cannot wait for that, Joey. So, yeah. I cannot wait to see the fucking mayhem.
Aim high and fly with the eagle's
nest. That's right. Shoot for the stars and fail and land on a mountain top.
It's like failing upwards.
This seems to be a recurring theme.
Shoot for the stars.
Because that is technically how we started.
We failed upwards.
I mean,
our bootleg tape is still out there somewhere.
Yeah, it's still.
And from there,
it's a hard listen. That's a hard listen, that one. Mm. But anyway. So looking forward to it. Cannot wait for the mayhem. The Russo brothers, you know them.
Yeah.
Avengers, yes. Endgame is the best one, I think.
for sure.
Although Captain America, Winter Soldier.
And the community stuff, bruh.
Yeah, community shit. So they are kind of on a roll. I mean, they can basically pick and choose which projects they want to do.
They can cherry pick it. They can cherry pick their stuff. It's funny because they made a phone called Cherry.
That's right. I took a breath. I took a breath to sigh some more. Anyway, that's where we're at right now. But they did direct Cherry.
Yes, they did.
Whether you like it or not, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I haven't heard great things.
Tom Holland's amazing. Okay?
Tom Holland.
Please, sir.
Please, sir. Can I have some cherries?
Have some cherries, sir. Some cherry pie. Please, sir.
I really like cherries. I can do that trick where I tie it in a knot.
Mr. Russell.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, anyway. Their next film is called The Gray Man, right? Mm-hmm. And why I'm excited is because, you know,
anti-racism.
What?
Not black, not white. It's gray.
Oh, this is Michael Jackson's Utopia. It don't matter. As long as it's gray.
Yeah.
Took a sip of water. Ooh, that ice really adds some. It's very hot in here.
I've melted already, so I get those.
It's very hot in here. It's like the afternoon, and we're in my room.
You just want to segue into a strip show again. Like.
Listen, the people really liked it the last
they
time.
They loved our strip show.
They did. So, what you thinking? You wanna?
Man, only thing I've got on right now is my trunkies. And they are sweaty AF.
Okay, well.
I need to go hang them on the line.
Yeah, I'm going to get some roller towel.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do a dab.
Oh, yeah. Bitchy, a little baby powder, Johnson & Johnson's.
That works.
Dry that taint right up.
Cornstarch. You pour cornstarch down your pants.
I also use it to crisp up my chicken.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The exact same cornstarch?
The same one. Get that flavor
bump. Oh, so you don't need salt. Got it. Awesome. Fuck, man.
We excited because the Goss is.
That is the Goss is in it. The Goss is
and
in it.
And Ev.
And Evans is in it. Which Evans?
Chris.
Oh, the nice one.
Yeah. Penis Evans. Yeah. He doesn't have penis envy. He's
it's
got
not
penis
his
Evans.
Fault, okay? He got fucking act or something. No, it was his fault. It was his fault. My bad. My bad.
Himself.
Yeah. It was a mistake. It was a mistake.
Who was he sending it to?
I don't know. Scar that Joe. That hasn't come. No, Scar it's Joe. Not. ScarJo. She's married.
Seen it already.
No, what do you think these people do?
On the set of Avengers?
Yes.
They de-suit and then they... Bow, chicka, bow,
bow. They play 70s funk.
Yeah. Soul.
Oh, my God. Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans are going to star in a movie called The Gray Man. Directed by the Russo brothers. Yeah, you got me with the cast.
True, and it's coming out on Netflix, so they are really like... Pumping it out with the...
Pumping it out. Keep it out of the gutter. Jody, fuck, man.
If we can make it through one segment without...
Oh, without sort segment. Of sexual... Anyway. Yeah. Netflix, pumping. Gray Man.
So excited.
So Kevin Feige has denied that Chris Evans will be returning to
the
MCU.
Yeah, that's pretty definitive. Eh? Kevin Feige doesn't normally comment on much.
He does, man.
No, but I'm saying he won't like say, no, that's
yes
not
or
happening.
No. Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? He's never definitive.
Yeah, but
with
fuck,
those
man.
Types of
so things. This is my issue. It's not actually this fucking thing. My issue is, so you have WandaVision and you have Falcon and Winter Soldier just started. So these MCU fans are just...
theorizing
so much. Way too much. Yeah. Everything they're looking for, Easter eggs, they're looking for fucking things that refer back to other things. Mm-hmm. They're looking for things that could possibly refer to things coming in the future.
Did you see how she blinked twice when she said and?
Yeah, that's that, Morse that code references. For fucking you know planet fucking Hulk or whatever. I don't know, man, whatever, like yeah, there's just too many theories.
It's become
theories.
Exponentially worse, I think.
Yeah.
And look, Marvel has, I think, kind of dug their own grave because they became the masters at Easter eggs. You know, in terms
yeah,
of
but
placing
that's not,
them in
it's
their
not their fault. And,
but I'm saying they are so good at it that now people are, whatever they watch, they
everything.
Expect that there
yeah.
must be some reference to a future
And when
thing.
It doesn't come to fruition, then they are like super disappointed.
Without actually thinking about, was this a good thing that
yeah.
I just watched in
did I actually enjoy it?
Yeah.
No, they did not enjoy it. So, they were fucking too busy looking for
So this particular bit of news came about.
He had to deny it.
Because rumors started circulating quite intensely that Chris Evans is negotiating with Marvel to come back, either as old Cap or a new, different version of Cap or something. And there's so many things that logically it would, you know, possibly fit.
Especially in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Or Loki.
Or Loki or whatever. But I'm glad Kevin Feige said. Because I don't want these characters to come back.
I mean, the whole point of what they're doing now is to highlight the so-called secondary characters of the movies and bring them to the fore, right? Because we need a new set of heroes.
And they're introducing younger guys. I mean, young Avengers might pop up. Yeah. But I'll take it as it comes, Jody.
Exactly. Just enjoy the stuff
Stuff, Owens.
Sec. It's time for a review.
Okay. It's here. The time has come. Finally. All our cock talk, all our speculation, all our frustration, all our fucking just annoyance is now finally gonna come to an end. I'm rubbing my temples.
It accidentally came before this one. A little premature.
Damn it.
We're back at the sexual reference. Just keep it in your pants, Jordan.
Just stay focused.
Okay. Zack Snyder's Justice League has officially been released.
4 hours long.
I mean,
it's an investment.
Yo, talk about where's the reward? No, I'm not gonna. So, if you want to know how this movie actually came to be, listen to our other episode where we talk about the Snyder Cut. We give you the skinny on the whole situation. We're not going to delve into that. We're strictly just going to talk about this movie.
We are going to review it. We're going to give it a fair shake.
We are going to give it a fair shake. There will obviously be some comparisons to the theatrical release, which was directed or finished off by Joss Whedon. But overall, we're mainly going to talk about what we think of this film.
Yes, we are.
All 4 hours of it.
So I was able to make it in one sitting.
Not really. Jody and I were. Oh, fuck. It took two sittings. Jody and I were chatting, though, during the whole thing. He was ahead of me in terms of runtime, in terms of the story, whatever. And he had dozed off. I also dozed off. I told him, I dozed off. And then eventually I just stopped texting back. And he had obviously realized I'd fallen asleep.
And that doesn't stop me from texting you.
He sent me a message and said, yo, Jody's the reason I put my phone on silent at night. So he sent me a message to say, yeah, you finished it or whatever. And then I was like, okay. And then I was finishing it the next day and I had asked him about a certain scene. And he then tells me, I don't remember that. So there are definitely spots where you blacked out that you cannot refer back to.
Well, I don't know what I did.
But you're not going back.
No, I'm not going back. I have made it through my 4 hours. Done my time.
Okay.
I'm going to give a synopsis just to catch
Slatas, brother. This is also a long one. Lekker.
Fueled by his restored faith in humanity and inspired by Superman's selfless act, Bruce Wayne and his newfound ally, Diana Prince, to face an even greater threat. Together, Batman and Wonder Woman work quickly to recruit a team to stand against this newly awakened enemy. They can really just say it's Darkseid. At this point,
it's a synopsis.
Okay,
they're not gonna give them, they know zero spoilers.
Despite the formation of an unprecedented league of heroes, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, and Flash, it may be too late to save the planet from an assault of catastrophic proportions.
Wow,
catastrophic.
You should read for like audiobooks or something.
I do.
Do you?
No.
I was like, damn it, Jody.
It would be a good source of
information. It would. Anyway. Okay, the first thing you'll notice with this film is the aspect ratio.
Yes. Jenna asked me, why is everything in a square?
Yeah, so it's not 16:9, which is your usual aspect ratio. This is 4:3. That was an artistic decision by
Just. He's actually a really big CR fan.
Oh, okay.
You know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Level up. So Zach's a fan.
I would love to be with you on this one, but I feel you have taken your own path And I'm going to be supportive.
Oh, my word.
Sorry, yeah. I just thought he was a pretentious asshole.
No, that too. So Zach apparently, he was watching something during the editing. Of
probably the lighthouse.
Yeah. And he was like, that
because the lighthouse is also in black and white. Yes. And he's a big fan of black and white.
Yeah, the definitive version of this film is in black and white.
Noir, yes. As Jody likes to say.
Noir. So Zach decided he's going to do his film in 4.3 because... Integrity.
And that actually upset me from the get-go. Mm. Because you are talking about a superhero film filled with action and, you know, big explosions and all that. And you want to see most of the screen filled with that.
Shot to be presented on big screens and IMAX.
Yeah, it was filmed that way.
So, yeah, a little weird.
Yeah, so first chucks, I'm already irritated.
I'll also say that the film is divided into 6 chapters and an epilogue.
Yeah.
I guess that's supposed to make it like more manageable.
Okay. But let me ask you this. Would you have preferred it to be a series?
I think it would have worked better. Mm. I think my suspicion is that when this film came out, initially when it was announced, they said it's a miniseries. And I think that the editing took that into account. And they were shooting, or they cut the film then as a miniseries to
and
be released.
And then last minute they decided no.
They were like, no, we're just going to do it as a 4-hour film instead.
I think, okay, from a marketing perspective, I guess the fact that it is 4 hours, people, it's a talking point. You know what I mean? It keeps them relevant. It's, people will be like, did you make it through the 4 hours? Didn't you make it through the 4 hours? Whatever, whatever.
Not going to lie, it's tough. Right? Even
because people were watching, like live streaming their
watch face.
Yeah, their reactions and
even
stuff.
If you're watching a movie that is like super engaging and interesting, it's really difficult to watch a 4-hour film.
4 hours is tough, bro. it's really fucking tough, bro.
So, yeah, I think let's talk about
also. We both watched it at night.
Yeah, I started late.
Yeah, which was also a mistake on our part.
Like 10 o'clock, I think, or something, or 9:30 or some shit.
Yeah,
but for non-spoilery elements first.
It's a tough one. I'll give you that. I'm not gonna make fun of you. That was rough. I would have fucked up way worse.
You just go.
Power through.
So the storyline picks up right after the end of Batman vs. Superman.
Yes.
We see how Superman's death inspires Batman, as well as the impact of his death on the broader DC universe.
Yeah.
Which apparently was always Zack Snyder's intention. you know, the films are connected.
Who knows what his intention always was and what the new additions were.
So we get the intro showing us how his death impacts far and wide, and then goes into the story of Batman trying to recruit for a threat that he is, I don't know, picked up on.
Yes, because in the original film, he already is aware of the mother boxes and all that jazz.
Because he's Batman, Lex Luthor.
Oh, fuck. Lex Luthor also returns, and I was like, bleh.
Fantastic.
Not a fan of that. Yeah, so... in terms of like the story beats of the theatrical release, it is quite similar.
Mm. The main story beats are actually still stuck to
it. Yeah. But he has improved on things.
Yes. Look, I will say that this film immediately seems more cohesive to what was clearly the vision from Batman vs. Superman onwards.
Yeah. It's a more cohesive story, definitely.
It's definitely more cohesive.
One man's vision.
You can feel that this is like the story that he wanted to tell, not the story that was told in the end.
Yeah.
I will say that the intro for me, I kind of got lost in the timeline. Because I like...
Okay, slow motion.
The slow-mo at that time of night.
You're like, fuck,
did it up.
Is this my sleep deprivation or is this a slow motion?
So it's like they start off and then I thought everything they're showing is immediate.
Yeah.
Aftermath, you know, like the mother box is waking up and all that shit. And then suddenly it skips ahead.
So yeah.
Got a bit lost in the timeline. But as we're saying, everything feels a lot more cohesive.
Yeah.
It feels like, okay, this is why this happened, and I can see.
Yeah, in general, also, like, let's just get these things out of the way. Mm. The color palette is different.
Yes.
It's the desaturated Snyder color palette, and there's way less humor than in the theatrical release.
But still more than what we have received up to this point.
Yo, more than Batman v Superman.
Yeah, it's not saying much, but
yeah, fuck still my life. More. Gee whiz.
Funnily enough, some of the jokes that made it into the Joss Whedon version are actually jokes that were still present in this
That's
one.
That's what
which
I'm saying.
I,
like, what? He got to keep. no, I'm not going to get into it. His vision. This is his vision from the start.
Yes. Can we talk about the structure, though?
Jody, we can talk about the structure, man.
Can we?
Yeah, man.
Okay. I always ask.
No, I know you ask, and I always answer.
No. What did you think about the chapter structure? Did that work for you in terms of delivering the story?
I guess. If it was a series, definitely. Mm. If they chopped it up for me, I would have greatly appreciated that.
Yeah.
Also, my frame of mind at the time, I wanted to get it done.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, we're in the next chapter. I felt like, okay, I'm progressing through the story. It's almost like I'm playing a video game.
I'm achieving like next level.
Yeah, yeah. But it broke things up nicely, I guess, in terms of telling that huge story and in that timeline. It did make it a little more palatable.
But it's too many chapters.
Too many chapters. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Just stick to four.
4 hours is not a great length for a film.
No.
So I think we both agree on that.
Terrible. Because he wouldn't have been able to release this in cinema. So for you to say this is your director's vision.
It's not, really.
No, because if he had to release it in the cinema, you would have at least had to cut it down to at least 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because Avengers.
And push 3.5.
Avengers Endgame. Was already too long, and then the cinemas. The problem is the cinemas can only book so many shows if your movie is that long.
Because 3 hour films have intermissions normally.
And there's limited screenings that you can have. Whereas if you put a fucking 4 hour movie the cinemas aren't going to make enough money on that.
Exactly. So that was like a bitchy disingenuous to say.
100%.
You know, this is my definitive vision. This is what would have come out if I had my way. Because you wouldn't have made a 4 hour film.
Did you like the chapters? You just thought there were too many?
I thought it was too many, but also too much in each chapter. So, and this, I think, speaks broadly to the film.
Are the chapters the same time?
I didn't check.
No, I didn't check either, but I mean...
Although, I mean, there's like, what, 7 chapters and 4 hours.
I saw someone on TikTok again say that they, because of all the chapters in the Snyder Cut, they're counting this as a book that they made for the...
You do you,
boo. You do you,
boo. You do you.
So I will also be counting this as a
book. It was an epilogue as well.
100%.
That's a book. I feel like the content of each chapter was also too much.
Yeah.
And what Jenna told me as she was watching, she didn't make it through.
No. Jenna made it into how long? An hour
almost
something.
2 hours, yeah.
Yo!
Almost two.
That's 2 hours more
kudos,
than Abby.
Kudos.
I didn't even bother Abby
She was
with
saying
this one.
The chapters made it feel like a trailer to her.
Yeah.
As well as the aspect ratio. Yeah. So it's like, it's too, the stories are too self-contained. And the chapters made it palatable, but they were still like way too much.
Man. Too many.
I feel as though you should have just made choices on, as you do in a normal film, collaborative choices on which things have to be in this film.
Oh,
I think it would have made
getting,
it a lot better.
I would have cut a fuck ton.
It really would have made it a lot better.
But I also felt that the scenes themselves, even the scenes that sort of belong there, they just dragged on a little bit longer than they should have.
Yeah.
They should have.
Yeah, it was indulgent. I think that's the overarching theme through a lot
Very
of it.
Very self-indulgent by Zack Snyder. Yes, sis.
So what I also made a note for myself is to say that it felt like it's a miniseries and then it jumped to being like a single movie at a later stage.
Yeah.
Which to me shows like a disconnect between,
yeah,
you know, your how you're planning this out, because you either make it consistently like one way or you decide it's either a single movie or it's a miniseries and I use those tropes, but you can't do both. It doesn't work together, man.
No, it fucking doesn't.
It really doesn't.
So like we said, the sort of the beats are similar. So Batman still goes to find Aquaman in the beginning. But I'm still upset that they kept in that part where he's like just talking to Bruce Wayne about being Batman, and there's just people around him.
Yes, and he's fine with it.
Yeah, Batman would never be fine with that.
Even if it's in Norway.
It doesn't fucking matter. And then there's that part that 100% should have been cut. It's these Icelandic women singing.
Yes.
When Aquaman goes back into the water.
But I think that's more of the god complex things that Zack Snyder loves to shoot. So, you know, these characters are being treated as gods and they are being praised and sung to and all of that.
Yeah.
So it, as an example there, Bruce getting there doesn't have to be shown.
No.
Those women singing to Aquaman doesn't have to be shown.
Because Bruce leaves and then the singing carries on.
Exactly. And it's like they zoom in on this one woman.
And like, what is this?
In like the whatever language it is.
Yeah, Icelandic.
Yeah.
I think.
Islandia.
We don't want to offend any white people from Iceland.
Big fat.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. Hey, we think it's Icelandic. If it's not, who cares?
Speaking of music, did you like the score?
No.
Chunky XL was like, so apparently he rewrote the entire score for this film, right?
So in the theatrical release, it was...
Hans Zimmer's
score. No, it wasn't Hans Zimmer. It was the other guy.
I can't. James Horner.
No, the other guy.
The other one.
Danny Elfman. Didn't he write the original Batman theme?
Yeah, I think so.
No? If we're wrong, aunties.
Yeah.
So Danny Elfman, who's not anyone to scoff at,
he did the
2017 one. And like you said, Chunky XL, originally he was supposed to do the score.
So he had completed that score.
Yeah.
The whole thing was done. And then Zack Snyder recut the film then.
Yes.
Contrary to popular belief. And Chunky XL decided... he's doing the score from scratch. And you know what? The absolute best bit in the whole thing is the stuff he steals from Hans Zimmer. The Superman themes from Hans Zimmer.
That theme is so good, man.
I know. It's the only good stuff. And whenever they use Gal Gadot's...
became irritating. No, so every time Gal Gadot entered a scene, or Wonder Woman entered a scene, it would just automatically go... But I like the Wonder Woman theme in context, but don't...
Not for every single
every
time.
Every time she comes into a scene, it's that fucking sound. And the problem is that it's noticeable. The best scores help to elevate the scene, not...
And they aren't overused.
Take you out of it. Yeah, exactly. So I had an issue with that.
Look, I think there were a lot of just poor choices in music. A lot of stuff harkens back to Hallelujah.
Like it's, you know, there's also that scene. So there's a scene that was excluded from the original. We saw bits in the original trailer leading up to the 2017 release, where the Flash saves Iris West.
Yeah.
So she's in a car accident and he has to save her, and he goes through this, and that's like a fucking 10-minute scene or something.
Yeah,
it's all in slow motion, and he's running, and and the song is playing again. It doesn't fit the fucking scene for me.
The other one I didn't think fit also was Aquaman. You know, when he's sipping the whole bottle of whiskey and he throws it on the jetty and the waves are crashing, and it's so like churchy.
So for me, the running theme through the film is that I found where those moments where Zack Snyder intended it to be like moving and poignant and beautiful, I found it corny as fuck.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that is because there's so much self-indulgence.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, so he added to some of the scenes that we had seen in the first film. That Wonder Woman, the first where she saves the hostages, there's a little bit of addition there.
Yeah.
She blows. She almost kills all of them.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
This is a slight spoiler, but I mean, the scene was very similar.
Yeah.
So after she throws the bomb up, right?
Yeah.
And the bomb blows.
Oh, slow motion again.
Yeah, slow-mo bomb, and it doesn't harm anyone.
Mm.
She then uses her wrist gauntlets to totally blow that
demolish,
place
like
up
off
anyway.
The building. I'm surprised it didn't collapse on them.
Yeah.
Like, fucking hell.
All the windows.
I hate that. You know how I feel about that power. I hate that power.
Because it doesn't make sense.
It's only in the movies that she has that fucking power.
Those gauntlets are purely to stop bullets. That's what are they called in the comics now again?
Gauntlets of...
That's literally like...
Yeah, like bullet stopping shits. Yeah. I don't know.
That's the only purpose.
But so, I mean, it was pretty cool. She moved like quite far. That when she moves fast and stops all the bullets from the machine gun, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, but then don't blow the whole place up.
Yeah, don't. You fucking almost killed those people. Gee whiz. I found myself like questioning as well if I'm watching it through the right like lens, because I'm like super watching this. I felt like super cynical and critical, but then I have to stop myself and be like, okay, try and enjoy it. And for the most part, I kind of did.
I think they are stuff that's enjoyable, and you know, maybe let's start talking.
But
there
was
I
honestly wish I had put timestamps on my fucking
notes.
Yeah, because I just wrote slow mo already starting to get to me.
Yeah, my note on the slow mo is how much slow mo is too much, and according to Zack Snyder, never too much.
Yeah, the slow mo was rough.
I think we
should
we
just put
really,
a spoiler in.
Yeah, let's get some spoiler.
Okay, it's your spoiler section. So everyone dies. No.
Everyone.
No, I'm kidding.
Do you remember when Mark Ruffalo did that for the Infinity War? The press, he was like, like half of the people die, and then what's his name looked at him. Don Cheadle like looked at him
like, dude, do you want to get killed? Because Disney will kill you, man.
Feige finds
you. Oh,
himself.
My God. Cuck, man. Yeah, so Steppenwolf, there's a redesign for Steppenwolf.
Yes.
I wrote Golden Steppenwolf Unlocked.
Yeah, he looks like the creatures from that from Transformers. When they have the dinosaurs.
Yeah, there's also one Transformer, the baddie, that's kind of like that.
Yes.
So it's almost like these spiky scales that's all over his body.
Which indicates Steppenwolf's mood also.
Yes, it is. It's like he's wearing a mood ring.
Yes. So it's like, if I'm spiky, I'm angry.
And if I'm not spiky, I'm a little less angry. Yeah. What did you think of that?
Like my pubic hair.
This is why you should trim it, gents. Keep it trim. Just keep it. Trust me. No one wants that.
I think they made such
Bush. A warmongering bush.
Oh, wow.
Did you like the redesign?
I guess it's better than the previous one in terms of his face animation, but they made such a big thing about his face animation being so bad.
Yeah.
And then I didn't feel it was particularly a lot better.
Yeah, I was also kind of meh about it, actually. Yeah. Stupid.
Look, they said this was supposed to be closer to what if the deleted post credit scene from Batman vs Superman where Lex talks to Steppenwolf that they subsequently released online.
Yeah.
It's supposed to harken back to that design.
Yeah.
But from memory it didn't look
look the same. That's what I'm saying. We'll never know. We'll never know how much he retconned and what was his original vision.
You know what I think was very well done? What I preferred. Darkseid. So in this one, Darkseid is—he's clearly the big bad. Mm. He's also shown a lot more.
Yeah,
and the
Darkseid is like the Thanos of DC now.
And Darkseid, the scene in that was used in the beginning last time, where Steppenwolf first invaded Earth and he fought the Themyscirans and the Atlanteans and the men and the Green Lanterns and everything, is Darkseid this time. I like that one a bit more. I think that was better.
Yeah.
I liked the fact that Darkseid was there. I thought that the scene is still like kind of exciting, except for Zeus's powers being really useless.
Yeah.
He only had like one way to throw lightning. And
I didn't like Darkseid's design.
No, I don't like his design either. But
I agree with you. But then like seeing Darkseid pop up throughout the film, I was like, this is not a good design at all.
And that was hyped up as well. The actor who plays him, Ray Porter, was like, he's been going on about how amazing his Darkseid is since.
I feel like we've evolved to the point where we don't need the villains to have voices like this anymore.
I'm a bad guy.
Yeah, little girl. And they talk like British. I will have my revenge. And I feel like we passed that now. I feel like audiences are smarter and you don't need that. That's why Thanos worked so well. Because they only slightly tweaked his voice. Yeah. And the things he said weren't these fucking stupid exclamations of how evil you are.
Yeah. If anything, Loki kind of showed us already in the Avengers universe.
Yeah, man.
You know, that someone who's not huge, someone who's not the strongest in the room, someone who's just like smart.
No, but even so, even if you have a villain who's now this monster who looks like a monster,
he doesn't have to have
they don't have to have that voice in the. Yes, yeah. Man. That is just. From an era that I think we're way past.
Yeah. On the overindulgence part, I also felt as though some of the actors try too hard. Ezra Miller for me is Flash. I know that they're getting him like he's quippy and...
People liked him in this new one.
Yeah, but also I felt like he's trying too hard to be funny the whole time. Man.
Look, the script is not the best.
And to be honest, all the iterations of Barry Allen that I know from like the animated versions and from the comics and stuff is not this type of like...
No.
You know?
No.
He doesn't talk that...
No. Let's just say that our favorite Barry Allen is not like this.
No. Not at all.
Yeah. He's a bit more... more confident, I would say.
Confident, but also like normal.
Yeah.
You know, the Barry Allen.
Not like, I need friends.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, maybe they put sort of positioning him as, because he gets the forensic job at the end.
Yeah. So this is like a prequel to the Barry Allen.
Exactly. Like this is before. This is when he's not fully confident in his powers and stuff, and he realizes, okay, he can do these amazing things, but still, the character can't change that much.
Mm. Having said that, I do think that the Flash character had my favorite moment.
Yes, we'll get to it. And then, like, as I was watching it as well, I found that the R rating was useless.
Yeah, look, the way that they used it was so really stupid.
Blood? They used blood?
And it's such stupid uses of blood. Yeah. It almost looks to me like, remember I've spoken before about how I hate Netflix's blood? It just looks like...
Jody hates Netflix blood.
Irritatingly, like, it's so red and so gory.
They throw the one guy against a rock and he's still alive.
Yeah.
But there's the splatter of blood. He should be dead.
It's literally wherever they feel like there's impact, you see splatters go out. And then they have 3 F-bombs that they drop through the whole film.
Unnecessary.
It doesn't even match the characters when they use it, man. It felt so forced. Like, oh, I'm badass because this is now... It's my cut, so people are swearing.
Yeah. And then, like, the shift, right, of... In the original one, like Bruce Wayne and Diana are now trying to recruit, but that recruiting process is okay. Maybe it's because the cut is 4 hours long, but it felt shorter to me.
Yeah.
And then the focus has shifted to more around the team dynamic and how the team sort of works together.
And also character backstory.
Yeah.
You know,
way more character backstory with Cyborg at the center.
Speaking of, so Cyborg was.
Do you feel bad? I felt bad.
About
like making fun of Ray Fisher, he's just going on when he was saying, oh, I got screwed and all this cack. But he did get screwed.
No, I never doubted that because Zack Snyder.
No, I'll apologize from the start. I'm sorry, Ray Fisher, but also fuck you. But also, I'm sorry.
From the start, Zack Snyder insisted that that Cyborg's character would be the film. And would get the most backstory because...
I thought Ray Fisher was overplaying it.
Yeah, but clearly...
He wasn't.
He was...
He was way more fleshed out.
Yeah, he was...
fleshed out. Well, what is the ironed out?
Way more ironed out. I think that he definitely... He clearly was underserved in the remake.
Yeah.
But I don't know how attached I was to all of the extra backstory. That stuff that I don't think all of it was so integral, man.
Yeah, but that's the overarching theme of this whole movie.
Exactly.
You could have told this story in shorter time, definitely.
You know, like, you don't have to show the whole football match.
No,
we don't even
in slow-mo.
Look, I don't know if I fell asleep, but we don't see the particular... Oh, wait, he had an accident.
Yeah, the accident. It's a car accident.
With the mother.
His father joined him, conjoined with the mother box.
Yes. But... Yeah, I feel like all of that could have been told with less.
Yeah, but this whole movie could have been told with less.
It would have just served a bit.
But I am glad that he did get his time in the sun, to be fair.
But then at the same time, there's so much emphasis on that that I don't think there's enough exploration on Cyborg's powers, because his dad
He's got major powers.
I know, but his dad hints at the fact that, you know, you are evolving. You can become the most powerful being on Earth because you can control everything.
And then he gives that one woman just like 100K from the ATM. Yes. Yeah.
And that's it. There's no real exploration on him, like in his head, exploring his powers and him physically exploring with
Him. But he again is that setting up of, because the cyborg was supposed to get his own film as that's again the setting up of this how character much do you?
but then that I think speaks to DC's decision for how they release this, right? Because as part of their scope of movies, their decision was to introduce all of these characters in Justice League and then give them their solo films. But if you're going to do that, then whether Zack Snyder does a four-hour film or you get a conventional, like, two-and-a-half-hour, three-hour film, you are going to struggle to explain your characters and, you know, give us a reason to relate to them.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So it's like, you've made a bad decision then as to how to
perform. That's the tagline, isn't
and
it?
And subsequently,
Warner Brothers, DCEU, we're making bad decisions.
And then subsequently, what that does is, it underserves characters who have previously been established and who we actually have grown attached to.
Yeah.
So they don't get much story time, within a four-hour film.
Fucking hell. You know, that boggles my mind, eh?
Right.
Everyone should have got significant time. Yeah,
which I don't feel like they really was.
Yeah, look, Batman and Superman, I suppose you know them from the first film, so they don't get a lot of play. Batman does mess with some techie stuff, the absorbing gauntlets and shit. But overall, I was kind of disappointed.
That's probably like the most exciting.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with his characterization.
Yeah.
So he had way more to do. I'm glad that in the final battle, which we'll probably get to, he was doing way more. Yeah. He wasn't so
Instead
useless.
Of just trying to kill himself.
Because they nerfed him, bruh, in the first film.
Yeah.
But in this one, okay, he has way more to do. But I feel like that whole him taking that position, like operating wholly on faith, to me. To me, and this is my opinion, before you come for me, Batman would never do that.
No.
Batman does not operate on faith.
Batman is the most logical being in the entire DC universe.
He does not make decisions based on, ugh, maybe this won't work.
I mean, there's a recurring theme, right, that with time, Batman would defeat anyone.
Yeah.
If he has time to prep, he will defeat anyone.
It's like you can name it like any fucking hero or villain or whatever, and they can verse Batman with prep time. Batman, a lot of people believe Batman will win.
Yeah. That is the, at least to us as canon, that is Batman, right? And this Batman seems to
throw everything out the window.
And look, I understand the connection that they're making here. They're saying that because of Superman's death, he has changed. He's now operating on this like entirely new wavelength of being hopeful.
He had
and
a religious experience.
Yes.
Because Superman is Jesus.
Yes.
Didn't you get that?
I didn't get enough of it.
Seriously.
I need another hour.
Because it was coming in spades, my G.
No, but
Batman had a religious experience because Superman's death changed him. He died for his sins.
And now he is following in Superman's steps by being hopeful.
Yes. And so he wants to go back to the cave and revive him.
Yes. And start a cult.
Yeah.
Which is the Justice League. I did like how Cyborg controlled the, what's that thing called? The crawler?
Yeah, the night spider. Something like night crawler, isn't it? No. Yeah,
it's something crawler.
Night monkey. I like that.
That's from Spider-Man.
Night monkey.
I did like how Cyborg took control of that thing. Because again,
I'll take it from here.
That's a machine that's like hyped up. And then Batman uses it for like 5 seconds and then it's fucked. And it's just lumming.
That's what I will say. A lot of the action stuff that he improved on.
Yeah. So that scene, you know, how Cyborg controls that, how Aquaman arrives and stops the water.
Yeah.
I thought those looked really cool. But the one thing that I think they needed to explain better is Flash's powers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for so much backstory again, I feel like
they did explain it more than the first film.
Yeah, but for a layperson, like someone who doesn't understand the speed force and all of that. You know, if you're lazy.
I know. Every time you say a layperson, I'm like, yo, kick the
layperson. L-A-Y. L-A-Y. Yeah. for a layperson who doesn't understand the Speed Force and what Flash's powers are.
But that's what you get for introducing them in a film without having a solo movie.
But then cut half of the 10-minute scene of trying to get a job.
But don't you think he told that story, that whole story in that slow motion? You know, you understand how his powers work?
No.
Every time he runs, his shoes are just obliterated.
Yeah, and then he's barefoot for a while. Yeah. His feet can stop, like, break tar and everything.
But you're right, because even if his feet are doing that, it's the Speed Force that's protecting him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when he gets hurt, he heals by running and moving. All of that is just like a little bit of backstory that then makes other things logical and makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
No, for sure.
So I feel like, use your time better, man.
Yeah, man.
You could have used the
fucking
better.
Fucking hell. So Lois Lane in this form, this is how Superman dies.
Yeah.
She quits her job and becomes a professional griever.
Yes. Who just goes to Lum with her, mother-in-law.
She goes to the statue, like, every fucking day, the Superman statue. That's
and she's
all
got,
she does.
She's got coffee money for that police.
Yeah, I hope she put some savings away.
How much does a reporter really make?
Not much. They don't make much. Fuck. I don't know what thing is it. So she's like also just a device. Like, she's not really fleshed out.
Yeah, and look, I like the fact that they've done away with the Alfred get the big guns bullshit.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, like you said, they've literally just made a plot device.
Yeah,
to,
she's just a plot device.
And I was reading an article that said apparently this is how you do the Martha moment right. This is like proving that the Martha moment works. Because in this film, Superman beats the whole Justice League, you know, overpowers them. Then Batman is left and he's about to like destroy Batman.
He's about to die.
And then Lois comes and then he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not the Martha moment.
No, that's not the
Martha
moment.
No one says anything stupid.
No.
No one says their father's first name and then like suddenly fixes things. It's a logical moment.
Yeah. Because his memory is so hazy, but this woman comes in who he obviously felt super strongly about enough for him to stop and realize, shit, okay, maybe something isn't, you know.
So
they can't justify the Martha moment.
No, it's not. Don't use that and say the Martha moment made sense. It doesn't.
Yeah.
But Lois is definitely just a plot device.
Apparently,
so Zack Snyder's come out and like clarified some points for those.
You should, after 4 hours, you shouldn't have to fucking clarify anything.
So apparently that wasn't Martha. Clock, Martha Kent that Lois was talking to.
No.
Apparently it was.
The Martian Manhunter. So the Martian Manhunter is from Mars. Mm. He's an alien. He's super scared of fire.
Uh-huh.
He's a shapeshifter.
Almost as powerful as Superman.
At times,
Marvel,
he can be.
In
the
DC,
he can be, yeah. So this is one of the questions that I asked Jody, because also in my sort of foggy haze of exhaustion, he went to visit Lois and changed into Martha Kent, and they had a conversation. I can't clearly remember what the conversation was about, and I asked Jody, like, why did he do that? And Jody did not even remember the scene.
No. May have fallen asleep more than once.
So I actually do not know what the point was.
I don't understand the relevance of...
Because he had like intimate details. He was aware. Yeah. Like, they could have a deep conversation about things. And I was like, how does the fucking Martian Manhunter know this guy?
Yeah. Because, and if you don't know this, Harry Lennox's character, General... What's his name? The army guy.
General Martian Manhunter.
General Martian. General MM.
Yeah.
The guy that works for the army that is Lois's inside source in the army in the Joss Whedon version.
Yeah.
He is now subsequently told to us he was Martian Manhunter the entire
time. The whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah, but it fucking makes no sense.
It doesn't, because...
I'm not going to rewatch it. Yeah. I'm not going to rewatch it. Fuck it.
I mean, in the comics, Martian Manhunter is actually a reporter, detective.
Yeah.
Like private eye or something like that. Which makes more sense for his character because he can shapeshift.
It does.
Use his powers.
So, okay. Now... let's go to the villains, right?
Mm.
Do you think Steppenwolf's motivations are better?
I think it's broadly speaking similar, though. It was just not
it
as,
is, but
as
they've,
well explained.
They've added those. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't well explained, and they've added a layer of like he's trying to get back into his good graces and therefore being able to go home because it seems like he's kind of in exile.
Yes.
So he, if he does this Mother Box thing, But then they also, at the same time, they find out that the anti-life equation
is on Earth.
Is on Earth.
Which is the whole thing that...
Darkseid is after, yeah.
So, at that moment when they... When Steppenwolf is talking to... What's Darkseid's...
Tassad. He's Arabic.
When he's talking to
Tassad. It's Afrikaans sperm.
Yeah, that's like...
Tassad. Eating his peanuts.
When he's talking to him, and then he tells him, I'll give you Earth, and then that guy tells... Tassad tells him, you need to get us another 50 of these. Jedha was like, another 50 planets? Because yes. They make it seem like this is quite difficult to get one.
It's fucking hard to get one, and this bruh must do it 49 so like, or 50 more times.
What has this bruh done? Isn't it 50,000?
He caught on major cack, my bro. Yo, he caught on major cack, but then...
So he is Darkseid's uncle.
Yeah.
Who caught on shit.
You would never say it's his uncle. You would think he's like a nephew, actually.
Yeah. Because was he Darkseid's mom's brother?
Oh, fuck knows.
He looks ingetrouwd. He's not blood family.
No, he's not.
He married into the family
with a drinking problem. So he caught on cuck, and then he's trying to get back into his good graces. I did think it improved on it, but you're right. It's not far from the original. Yeah. They just added more layers.
Yeah,
to it.
Broadly speaking, the motivations are the same.
Yeah.
He's getting this planet for Darkseid. We just know why now.
Yeah. So then after all that, the Justice League sort of joined together.
Mm.
Batman had a plan.
Yeah.
And he understood how this thing worked.
Yeah.
And he's like, we have to puncture the fucking protection shield and whatever. Mm. I'll do that. And then you guys must go in and do that. Yeah. So
Flash has to propel Cyborg at faster than he's ever run before into the mother box. And Cyborg has to prevent the...
Yeah, so there was a plan.
Yeah.
Which they all came up with, Batman being the main person, which I enjoyed.
That makes sense, right? Because that's his
He's
role.
The strategist.
He's the strategist.
Yeah.
We never get enough Detective Batman in any of the versions that have been put to screen so far. But least we're seeing some strategy.
Christian Bale was dope, but terrible detective.
No detective.
So then that final sort of battle...
Mm.
They improves on that a move.
Oh, massively.
Oh my word.
You didn't miss the Russians? The Russian
No, I'm glad they died in this one. They don't even mention them there. So I must say I enjoyed this final scene, the battle. Yeah, Batman was doing the most, man. Everybody was working. I liked that. Mm-hmm. Aquaman was a little nerfed for me.
Yeah, I think in this one, he was almost like...
They just scoop him weg every single time.
He was like Thor in the first Avengers film. You know, technically one of the more powerful characters, but just completely...
Like, yeah. I like that it was improved on. Like, he's not so... Whoo, let's get it. I mean, we did get a couple, my man.
Mm.
But it was toned down.
Rick and Morty, Jerry's in that fake world. My man.
Yeah, watch Rick and Morty. It was toned down a bit, so I enjoyed that. But they nerfed him in terms of battle and
even the Atlantean storyline was actually probably the...
Yeah, Mera has a fucking British accent.
She's got a British accent. I love Jada's question about the speech bubbles.
Yes.
Like, do they just have to do that every time anyone
that
wants to talk?
That is so stupid. Because, they retconned that in the Aquaman movie, at least. They could speak underwater, no problem. But she has to now make a speech bubble.
Do you think they make thought bubbles too?
I was like, fuck, man. This is so stupid.
What if you fought in the speech bubble?
No, but
does it just stay there?
Why?
Like you're hotboxing.
Yeah. Like you open it just to fart. You can open a small one just around your bum.
Like you come listen to your
And then you poop it. And you just toss it in his face. Oh, that's cack funny. No. I thought that was stupid. It's just fucking pointless. Yeah. Just have them speak underwater.
Yeah. And apart from Steppenwolf actually getting the mother box there, the whole Atlantean storyline was just
it's cack, man. Yeah, they did Aquaman dirty in this one.
Mm.
Yeah, that was bad, but the fight overall was cool. And then Superman arrives.
Yes.
Black suit Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Serves no purpose, the black suit.
Yeah. Also, digitally, altered, right? That suit wasn't actually
black.
Yeah,
that is another thing of just like fan service. And he just wanted to put something in there.
But now, black suit Superman should actually have a beard and a mullet.
He should have a beard, a mullet, and no cape.
Yes.
Which I thought they were going to go for. Like, just take the cape away. That would have been dope.
It would have looked much better.
He's strong as fuck. He beats the living shit out of Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Like legit. Mm. Super strong.
Yeah. Look,
I was amazed that I knew what they did in the first movie. Sorry to cut your word, but in the first movie, they also OP'd.
That's like huge.
They
Superman
OP'd Superman. So I thought it wasn't going to be that that bad in this film.
Pretty.
Yo.
So a big thing is made here of when Superman dies, Steppenwolf says there are no Kryptonians, there are no lanterns.
Yeah.
So the point that was made by people was like, well, why didn't they just invade before Superman came to Earth?
Yeah.
Because it's literally like just a 30-year period. So why not just do it before then?
Yeah.
Because there was also no lantern or no Kryptonian thing.
The mother
box, why wait till he supposedly did?
So the mother boxes took a couple sleeping pills.
Yeah. They're like, oh, shit.
They went too hard. Yeah. And then when Superman died, they were like, hey, hey. What's it?
Wake.
No Kryptonians.
Wakey, wakey.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. But they beat the shit out of Steppenwolf eventually, and I did like that portal scene.
So before we get to the portal scene.
No, let's rewind.
Slightly.
Yeah.
So Batman makes the plan, right?
Yes.
Cyborg's going to tap into the mother boxes. He's going to connect to them, and Flash is going to be running around.
Yeah, but I wanted the Flash scene to have its own thing, but okay. Because I think this is from what I can tell, this is both our favorite scene that you're going
to
talk about.
Yes, but before we get to that.
No, let's rewind even more.
So, as Flash is running around, like everyone is fighting off the demons, and Flash is running, and then that scene gets played out for like 15 minutes or 20 minutes,
it's long,
right?
Yeah.
And Flash is every time telling Cyborg, like, I can't hold this. And then Cyborg tells him, I'm ready in 3, 2, and then he gets hit away from the thing.
Yeah.
And then Flash shouts to him, I can't hold this.
Yes.
And then Cyborg comes back. I'm like, you could have just made that like one sequence and it would have been really awesome. But to go back and forth and back and forth.
They had to go back and forth.
Why?
Because of time. And longer
he
is better.
To make his 4 hours.
Longer is better.
That's what she said. Actually, girth,
girth
is
the part. Yeah. Oh, you know what?
If
it's how
girth,
you use it.
If you're not girthy,
no, don't. Shame. It's how you use it. Just be confident.
It's about the motion in the ocean.
Read a little. Do some research.
You can read. You can succeed.
Talk to your partner.
Ask them.
Find out what they like, and then do that thing over and over. Now, anyway, so. Yeah, that was kind of stupid. And then he goes, how did he get hurt again? He got shot.
Yes.
So
by one of the lasers by the...
Flash gets shot.
Yeah.
And it's too late.
Yeah. So the mother boxes...
Everything
the
is destroyed. They form the unity. Yes. They fail, basically.
Yes.
Flash gets shot. He balangs. And then everything starts to just be destroyed. Like this massive explosion.
Yeah. I'm actually getting goosebumps thinking about that moment. Because then Flash tells us...
Yes.
I need to go faster.
Yes. And this sequence, I must say, to Zack Snyder's credit, is fucking amazing.
That's amazing. I wish, that's the one thing I wish I could have seen at the cinema.
Yeah, 100%.
Because even as I'm talking about it now, I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Because Flash says he needs to break his one rule, and he starts running, and you see how time starts unfolding.
Yeah, but it's so beautiful because the explosion destroys literally everything. So it appears like there's nothingness behind it. And all the buildings, all the roads, everything gets destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And Flash then, when he starts to run and he hits that speed, everything just starts regenerating behind him. And he's sort of running and he's bringing...
Into the nothingness.
Yeah,
and bringing everything
with him. That's fucking amazing. Yeah.
No, it's... we've said before that Zach can shoot.
No, he can shoot.
Amazing things.
He can shoot amazing things, yes.
And people. He can shoot amazing sequences. And
yeah, he can.
I think this, for me, is probably my favorite one that I've seen.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Really,
better than, it's
incredible.
Such an amazing moment. And then Flash, like, hits Cyborg, and then Cyborg it comes back. He brings all of them back.
Cyborg gets Superman's help. Also,
Superman's help, and they pull the bot, and then they kick the shit out of Steppenwolf.
Yo, they don't just tag team him; they like triple team Steppenwolf.
Fucking dope. And I
think that's supposed to be Aquaman's like peak moment there. You know,
yeah. I didn't feel like it was a peak moment, but I felt like okay, at least
him.
No, yeah.
Like he hasn't had anything.
At least he's getting something, some action.
So he spears, Steppenwolf.
Fuck it, like
throws
a
him, and then Wonder Woman.
Dungus punches him. So he spears Steppenwolf, holds him up. Superman punches the fuck out of him. Wonder Woman is, you know, if it's one thing that she's good at is timing.
Uh-huh.
And you know what comes along with her appearance? And she chops his head off as he's flying into this portal towards Darkseid and the side. And Darkseid steps on his head.
Because he's like, useless.
Yeah, useless. And he like crushes him and the light fades from his eyes.
We'll do it the old way.
And then there's like a stare off between the Justice League and Darkseid. And the Justice League is basically like, what up?
Me, bro.
What up, bro? Yeah. What up? And Darkseid is like, I'll do it myself.
Wait, why didn't he just shoot these Omega beams at that point? Like,
oh, because he was punked, because he got pucked the first time.
Okay.
Remember, when he fought all that men. So he doesn't want to come back.
But he could have shot it from there.
Yeah, Ivali, man. Ivali. So he was like, after that, they have a conversation, and Darkseid's like, we'll do it the old way.
Yeah. The old ways.
Which is apparently, I think it's war.
Wooden ships with slaves.
Yes.
That's how.
Yeah. So first he's going to eat Africa.
Yeah. Just top up the slaves, you know.
God, I hate these guys. So that was pretty cool. That was greatly improved on, and I think that final battle was way better, 100%. Then we come to the when is it going to end territory. Yes. It drags for so long after that.
So long. So I think that was chapter 6. And before the epilogue, we get some epilogue already.
Yeah, there's like the start of the epilogue.
Like
and then it's
the shot
epilogue.
Of the Justice League. No, the fully formed Justice League.
Yeah, when
League,
they step up,
shot.
Shame and Batman must still climb up, and then Superman is up.
Yeah, everyone else just like took a quick fly.
or a jog, and Batman's climbing.
He's climbing like a man. And then they have their quiet shot, and then they decide, okay, now we're going to the extra bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was...
What did you think?
Just like... That was the point where...
It was way more indulgent than the whole thing. Now.
Why is this even necessary?
Enough now.
So in hindsight, if you as Zack Snyder, you now have your opportunity to release the film that you've always wanted to release.
Yeah.
You also know that you're not going to get any sequels or anything like that.
Yeah.
Why not just make a proper definitive cut of your film at that point?
Because he wants a sequel.
Because the Joker shot that gets added here is extra stuff.
No, we're going to get to that. Yeah. So a lot of things happen. They show each character sort of returning to their life. One moment I did like was Cyborg sort of accepting himself, taking off the hoodie and shit.
Yeah, the most definitive arc.
Yeah, and listening to his father's message once again, and sort of, you know, accepting everything. That was cool. Wonder Woman, what did Wonder Woman do? Go back to the Smithsonian or go cry about that,
about Steve. She mentioned Steve at some point.
She didn't fly in this film.
No.
I saw people saying that she flew, but she didn't fly.
She jumped very high and fell back down.
Nah, cuck, man.
There's no flying.
And then Aquaman goes to talk to Mera and Willem Dafoe. He said, hi, what's up? And he was like, cool, man. And he said he's going to go talk to his dad.
Yeah. So that
sets up Iron Man. Iron Man.
Aquaman.
Yeah. So he goes there, and then Flash, Barry Allen gets his job.
Which he announces to his dad.
Goes to tell his dad. His dad is like super proud of him. His dad's in jail and shit. And then, he's had all of them. Bruce Wayne.
And Bruce Wayne is happy because he's a proud papa.
Yeah.
He's brought the Justice League together.
Bruce Wayne brought the Justice League
together. He's going to leave and now build.
Oh, and Lois Lane is pregnant.
Yeah, which wasn't said, but was
implied.
Zack Snyder confirmed.
Yeah, he double confirmed it afterwards, as you do with a 4-hour movie.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah. Things get lost in a fucking 4-hour movie. He confirmed it, but then I read something that he said in his plan. Was for Superman's son to take over the mantle of Batman.
Yeah. Dude, I don't want to talk about his Justice League 2 and 3.
Nah, fuck. At those points. So then Batman is lumming in his house.
And then he's, what is that now? The third nightmare sequence.
The film. No, but before we get to that, no. Because this is the... is this where it ends?
I think so.
I can't even remember.
When you're like 4 hours deep.
Yo, my bro. It's all, so Martian Manhunter comes to visit Batman. I have an issue with this, old man. It's again the characterization. First of all, this alien that you've never seen before rocks up on your door. Rocks up on Batman's door.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what's up? Who are you? Like,
cool, I know aliens.
Yeah. What's up with you? Who are you?
Killed
and they just have like a normal conversation and then he fucks off and he's like, ugh, well, and he goes back. There's no fucking way it would have went down like that. No. No fucking way. Batman would have had lasers trained on him already.
Exactly.
Fucking all defenses and been like, my bro, what's up? What kind?
Batman we just would have had a file
100%.
On John Jones.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's this weird brown shapeshifting the whole time. He's scared of fire.
Yeah, so I've had some. Yeah, exactly. And, but it didn't go down like that. Why? Because Zack Snyder does not get the characters at its core. The one he's gotten the most is Cyborg.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
Yeah, I also think so.
Wonder Woman is fine, I guess. Aquaman is fucking not at all.
Wonder Woman is better served in her own films.
Yeah.
She's pretty, like, just...
Superman has also improved, but not to the point where it blows me away. It's just, he is, after he got his whole copernosity in order, he was like, yeah, okay, this is Superman again. But yeah, Batman, he got wrong, man, I think.
Yeah. And it's sad because Ben Affleck did a really good job with what he had.
He did.
With what he had.
Okay, nightmare sequence.
Oh, which one?
The first one is the first one is fine because it's like it doesn't show you too much, and it's more like a cyborg thing, and like okay, fine. I'm talking specifically about the second one, which was added.
Yes, very added.
Like super added.
That comes after the return of Lex Luger.
Luger.
Lex Lugie.
Wasn't he a wrestler?
Yeah. Lex Luger was the steroids, bro. Yes. Shame. He is so fucked up now because he got strokes from all the steroid use.
Holy shit.
So he is like so for trapped now. Anyway, Lex Luthor's back. Broken out of jail.
Yeah, in a suit.
He body swapped with somebody.
Yeah, he body swapped with someone. He broke out of jail and he's on a yacht.
Yeah.
It's not a boat, it's a yacht.
It's a yacht. He's waiting for Deathstroke.
Yeah, Deathstroke comes to visit him. I will say his performance was less... Jesse Eisenberg-y.
Less drug-infused.
Yeah, less jittery, less anxious, less of everything.
Less lollipop.
And then he tells Deathstroke that Batman is Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Which apparently was supposed to be the intro into Ben Affleck's Batman movie where Deathstroke was going to mess up Bruce Wayne's whole life and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so
which makes sense. Yeah. Like you said, if you know the shit is not happening, then why include it?
Exactly. I just feel it's... kind of pointless.
Okay, then we get
the nightmare
sequence. The nightmare fucking sequence.
The only reason I bring it up is because Deathstroke is first mentioned.
Yeah.
You see him there first. And
then
in the nightmare scene,
you find out that Batman has a little team.
Yeah.
So the world has gone to shit.
Everything is a desert.
Superman is you discover, but you kind of seen it in the first film also. Superman is now working with Darkseid.
Yeah.
But they are in this fucking hellscape on Earth and parademons fly. You see parademons flying over and then Batman comes out and he's like, coast is clear and whatever. And then the rest of them come out. So Cyborg is there.
Flash is there.
Mirror is there. Flash is there.
Deathstroke.
And then you see Deathstroke has joined them. And then afterwards, you see Joker.
Jesus Joker.
Jesus Christ. Joker.
Jesus Christ. Joker.
Wow, you really do like musicals.
Oh, love them.
So, pointless, my bro, to the point where I rolled, I sighed, I did all the fucking...
What is the point of Joker?
Absolutely nothing. And he doesn't even say the dialogue that they used in the trailer.
So, also, another Zack Snyder confirmation.
Fuck it.
Joker apparently is going to steal some of the mother boxes that are necessary to go back in time for the... What's it? The treadmill of time.
Yeah.
Infinity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Thoroughly useless. Also, contextually, the very first nightmare sequence we saw was in Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
Where Superman is about to kill Batman.
Yeah.
Right?
That's not in this film.
This is set before that one. So
okay.
This is building towards that point.
Okay.
That's the ultimate like nightmare timeline, apparently.
Okay.
So it's like Superman finding them there. They'll fight him off, but in the end, Superman still
kills How the fuck did they fight Superman off? Magic. Just based on how strong he is fighting Steppenwolf.
Joker's
the one.
He's going to karate.
I hate Jared Leto's Joker so much, man. He didn't redeem himself? Cringe-inducing. No, he didn't. It's so fucking bad, Jody. Mm. And it's tacked on. That actually spoiled the whole shit.
Look, I didn't think they needed the nightmare sequence at all. I understand Zack Snyder... He's building towards a broader universe here, and he's already referenced it once, so he feels like he needs to add to it. But
no, man, don't.
In this film, it's
just
not
don't.
Necessary. It's really not.
Why is Zack Snyder like surrounded by yes men?
And I think so.
yes. And the fans don't help.
No, all the reviews that I've seen, like some websites have given this like 4 out of 5. The Zack Snyder fans are...
No, they're chasing themselves over this shit.
Absolutely.
Now the thing is restore the Snyderverse.
Well, obviously. That was... And
we knew that was coming.
He's stacking on all this extra shit.
Yes, yes. I would have done this and I would have done that. Yeah. He's a fucking manipulator.
Yeah, he really is. And the stupid thing, the irritating thing is that he's the universe that he's got does not tie in anymore with the rest of what he's doing. So...
It doesn't.
And there are movies that... Look, the hit and miss. You know, we didn't like Wonder Woman 84, but the previous one was good.
Yeah.
Shazam was... Aquaman was okay. So they moved on.
They have moved on. Yeah.
But now he's...
And this actually it hinders them from doing cool shit in the future if they keep focusing on this.
Exactly.
Like, you got a fucking new Batman coming.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna probably reboot Superman.
It is being rebooted.
No, oh, yeah. We spoke about that. So... Let this go now.
Just leave it. You've got what you want.
I'm done, bruh. I'm not watching this cuck again.
No.
I'm not fucking... This universe is finished for me.
So, you want to rate this poll?
No, fuck. Yeah, let's rate it.
Do you remember the very first bit of marketing material that was released for Justice League?
The shots.
Aquaman. Unite the seven.
Okay.
They weren't seven.
No, there wasn't seven. People were like, oh, is it the seven is the Justice League, but then it could be
the
seven
seas. Oh, also fun fact. So I just read today that Zack Snyder, John Stewart was in his original version, in his...
From The Daily Show.
Yeah. John Stewart, one of the best.
Yeah, one of the best lanterns ever. Black Lantern,
yes.
If you want
to
put it.
He was going to be, according to Zack Snyder, in his original Justice League.
Okay.
And Warner Brothers, like, they totally nipped that idea. They like, we are still making the Lantern Corps, so you don't get to put any lanterns in here. And he was going to walk away because of that. So so the theory is that when he said Unite the Seven, it was supposed to be...
To be John Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to our school.
Yo, so he released that marketing material based on his intent.
Yes.
And then the studio was like, ah, this.
No.
Yo, what a dumbass.
So out of 7 superheroes, Ross, how many superheroes would you give this? Maximum being 7.
Okay, maximum being 7, I will give... 3 superheroes.
3 superheroes?
Yeah. But which superheroes is the
which
question?
Which ones would you give?
So, I'd give them this Batman.
Mm.
I'll give them the Trinity.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because they're the most underserved characters.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give them the Trinity out of the 7 Justice League members.
Okay. I'd give them an awkward Flash. A Joss Whedon cyborg.
Mm.
And...
Your...
Aina. And the Wonder Woman 84.
Yo! But also 3 is a bit.
Yeah, 3-ish. The sad thing for me is that this could have been so much better.
It could have.
It really could have.
If he had just reined himself in.
He just needed to rein himself in.
Yeah.
It was a better story. It was vastly improved from what he was doing in Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
But just do a conventional length movie.
We didn't even talk about the bad CGI in terms of the backdrops and stuff.
Yeah.
The world felt so fake at times because the establishing shots and background shots, some of them were just fake as fuck, and they looked super bad. Yeah. And I mean, Zack Snyder is supposed to be this visual god guy.
But Ross, he had 30 million that went up to 70.
Oh yeah, that's way too little money.
It's way too little.
Fuck, oh, all the way, where did all the money go? Steppenwolf.
Yeah. Do you think that metal base would sell? Yeah. Metal?
That's a lot of things to animate.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you. Self-indulgent, it did not have to be 4 hours. Mm-hmm. But I feel relieved that I don't have to talk about this anymore.
It's done.
And I don't have to watch it. Yeah. Nagani.
We are not going to cover any more new stuff on the show.
No. Not the fuck. We're not doing news. We're not doing a movie. We're not doing any of that shit. The only DC characters that we'll talk about are the ones with new movies coming out.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. 2022, baby. The Batman. Let's fucking go. And The Flash. Also, never forget Ezra Miller choked a woman.
we said we're not going to forget.
Never forget.
He thinks that we forgot.
We didn't forget.
Up in Sweden.
Fucking, what is up with that guy? Okay, now I'm done.
You're done.
I think so.
Can I tell the people where they can find them?
Yeah, I guess. Do you have any shout-outs?
Oh, God. I never prepare for this.
I never prepare for shout-outs either. Well, let's shout ourselves out.
Let's shout ourselves out.
For making it through this fucking four-hour movie.
Like, immediately.
So, my shout-out goes out to you, Jody.
My shout-out goes out to you, Ross.
You watched it in one go-ish.
You took 2 goes.
Yeah.
But it was 2 quick goes.
It was 2 quick goes. And that equates to 1 go.
Also, we've been around for over
600 years. Yeah, 16.
Oh, I got him my anniversary gift.
Yeah, I didn't get him anything.
So I can see how things are going to go.
This is a one-sided relationship.
So shout out to us.
Yeah, man, we did it. We did 6 months and we did this fucking movie. Okay, if someone wanted to find us, Jody, where would they find us, Jody?
Find us on Instagram, Bicycle Brasser Podcast. Comment on this post, share this post, tell your friends about this post.
Mm.
If you write to our email address at bicyclebrasser@gmail.com.
Awesome. So it's done. Claire, fuck. Stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.